You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new poll has highlighted that 82% of national voters said it was important to them to protect lakes, rivers, and drinking water. 54% cited specific concerns for nitrate contamination in the water. This is despite proposed government rollbacks on freshwater protection, which Greenpeace claims will lead to more polluted lakes, more unswimmable rivers, more contaminated drinking water, and more extinction. Producer Caden spoke with Greenpeace's Will Appleby about why there is such a disconnect between what voters are saying in polls versus what the government is actually doing.
What are the threats to fresh water in Aotearoa?
So there's a variety of threats, but probably one of the biggest ones, especially in parts of the country that have a lot of intensive dairy farming, is the risk of nitrates in drinking water, and nitrates in water generally, and that is a result of intensive dairy farming that has occurred over the last number of decades, and what the biggest risk now really is, or one of the biggest risks, is we currently have fresh water protections in place and the government wants to roll them back at a time where actually we need to be working as hard as we can to protect fresh water in Aotearoa.
Could fresh water be impacted by things like the fast track consent bill?
Yeah, it certainly could. The fast track consent bill could approve projects that wouldn't be able to be approved under the Resource Management Act, and they could be projects that would have a much more significant impact on the environment. So that is certainly a concern of ours, that projects approved under the Fast Track Bill will further degrade our freshwater.
And what do existing freshwater protections look like, the ones that could potentially be rolled back?
Yeah, so there's a bill that is at the Primary Production Select Committee at the moment, which is an amendment bill, a resource management amendment bill. And what that does, that bill does a number of things, but the probably most importantly for your listeners, is that it will remove compliance with what's called the hierarchy of obligations. And what that means is, what the hierarchy of obligations means is that the health of freshwater ecosystems and the health of communities and the access to safe drinking water must be prioritised first before other uses of water can occur. What this amendment will do is essentially remove those protections which prioritises drinking water and the health of ecosystems and freshwater environments, and which runs the risk of projects being approved under the Resource Management Act that could put at risk freshwater. So that's one of the big issues at the moment, alongside the Fast Track Bill. And it's important to remember that these freshwater protections were put in place because of the horrific state of freshwater across the country. They're significantly degraded and they need to be improved. That's why those protections were put in place. So it's pretty alarming that this government wants to repeal them.
Are there freshwater protections needed beyond the existing ones?
Yeah, there are. The current protections aren't perfect, but they're the best that we've got. But we do need other measures in place to improve the freshwater in Aotearoa. For example, I mentioned nitrates at the top of this interview, and that is a result of intensive dairy farming and the increasing intensification of land use, and a lot of it is around dairy farming. So we need measures around that, especially the use of synthetic nitrogen fertiliser, which seeps into the water through sequestration. So we need more controls and limits around the use of fertiliser as well. So there's a lot that we need to do in this space, and the current protections aren't perfect, but at least with the current framework, the health of freshwater ecosystems and the health of communities and the access to drinking water has to be prioritised. And that is an important principle, and an important principle that should remain in place. And what this current government wants to do is to remove that. And they don't have a mandate for it either. We have polling data from Horizon Research that shows that most New Zealanders, in fact 87% of New Zealanders, think it's important to protect drinking water. And that includes 82% of National Party voters. So there's no mandate to repeal these freshwater protections. So it kind of begs the question, who is it for? Are they doing this for voters, or are they doing this for polluting industries? I think it's the latter.
Well, that was going to be my next question, so maybe you can speak to it a bit more. But if the majority of New Zealanders support these protections, why doesn't the government?
It's because they are doing what they're essentially being asked to do by polluting industries, by the dairy industry and the wider agriculture industry. And they're doing it under the facade of productivity and economic growth. But it's important to remember that the current protections don't mean that development can't occur. It just means that the water has to be protected and prioritised before development can be approved. Essentially, this is my view is that these freshwater protections, and our view is that these freshwater protections is essentially doing the bidding of polluting industries and making it easier for them to turn a profit. When what we really need to be doing is protecting these the freshwater, because we know it is degraded.
That was Greenpeace's Will Appleby on government rolling back freshwater protections despite strong public support.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.